Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. This is Dr. Cappuccino. Hi, it's your the world's best friend. Someone told me that you're the world's best friend. So I'm the WBF here this morning. God bless you and thank you for tuning in. As you know, we have been on a series on how can I make the heart of God happy. Psalms 83:18, that's the one we're talking about. How can I make the heart of God happy if I'm not happy? You know what? That makes good sense. How can anyone swim if they don't know how to swim? How can anyone rescue someone from any kind of fault, any kind of issue, if they themselves are in need of a rescue squad? How can anyone make anyone happy if they are not happy? We're going to explore some of the reasons why that is just not possible, but we're also going to talk about, well, what can I do to be happy? And I know most of you know Colonel Harrison, Reverend Colonel, Doctor, he has all these titles, you know, but you know what? A lot of people say stop using because you're not doing nothing with them, so we're not going there today, but some of you might. I know you send in comments and you send messages even after the show, but I want to let you know we are working hard. Why else would we be talking? Why and how else would we even be thinking about living, calling ourselves God's agents on earth? We're not a fraud. We're not phony. We want to make the heart of God happy and to show you how to also do that when and if you make up your mind that you too want to be happy. Colonel Harrison, are you with us this morning? Saturday, May 15th. It's a very exciting morning because so much is happening. Colonel Harrison, are you with us this morning? What's going on? I don't hear you talking. Are you with us this morning? Because if not, I'm going to have to go right on. I see here where it says that you are on. But you know what? There's some funny things going on this morning. And I'm trying to click you in. But at any rate, I want to make the heart of God happy. I want to make his heart happy. And I want to do that because I found out that there's a God. In the King James Version, at Psalms 83, chapter 83, verse 18, and he says, himself, that he is a happy God. But I want to make God's heart happy because, number one, I found out that he is the God of the universe. He's a great God. He's a holy God. He's a sanctified God. He's an all-seeing, all-knowing, all-loving God. So I want to make God's heart happy. Because I know beyond the shadow of a doubt that if I make God's heart happy, my heart is going to be happy. Anything you do for God, you can count on God rewarding you and blessing you. But, hey, I got a problem. I got to back this train up because if I'm not happy, oh, my goodness, he is not happy. And at best, I'm wasting my time. So we're going to talk about some ways and methods that we can become happy. If we're not, some say, oh, I'm happy all the time. You know, I'm never sad, and everything I do, it results in me being happy. Well, for those that are not happy, haven't found the road to happiness, doing all they can to become happy and to make their home happy, their community happy, the neighborhood happy first, then the community at large. And then our world, because those that love God and that have already decided to make God's heart happy, they are known as a light in the world. Don't follow nothing that loves darkness. But we, those that love God the Creator, are called a light of the world. Light shines happiness. Light shines wisdom. Light shines knowledge. Oh, I could go on and on and on. But I see Colonel Harrison has came back on the show. Colonel Hanson, are you there? You had some problems this morning. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You had some problems this morning. Are you with us today?
Yes, I have a network problem. Apologize. Good morning, Dr. Captain. I'm listening to the audience.
Okay, well, we got to jump at it because we got 25 minutes to let our listeners and the listening audience know how they can make the heart of God happy, but under the circumstances that they're happy. So what would, and I'm sure God would not want any sulking, sad follower because he's done so much. You know, there's a song out that he's done too much. But because he's done so much and too much for us, he doesn't want us coming around him with a growling face, praying with a sad face, trying to talk about him with a undisclosed face, one that you hear him talking, but you really can't put your finger on what they are. We don't want to do that. So let's talk about some of the ways that humans right now can be happy. You know, it may not look like it from the outside view, but what are some of the ways that humans need to be happy, portray happiness before they can even make the heart of God happy? I know my dad used to talk about, don't come up in here with a long, sad face. Don't come up in here dragging your feet in front of God. My father was a very well-known minister here in the Los Angeles metropolitan area, County of L.A., and he said, don't come up in here with it. You done had all week to beg. You done had all week to hang your head sad. You done had all week to lie. My father was no joke. He said, so you done had time to get a moose face on, you know, like an animal, the moose, he said, but don't come up in here. He would say, usher, open the door, put him out, come on down the aisle. Any face you see sad and hanging, put him out the church. And he'd stand there and lean on the pulpit till about 10 men walking up the aisle looking. Some thought it was funny, but he had church members around the block because he said things like that. And I asked him, I said, well, Bishop, why do you do things like that? He said, because man was born in sin. Said they was put out of the garden. They didn't have a chance at perfection. They were born outside of the Garden of Eden. So quite naturally, anything in sin has a tendency to want to act in sin. A talk in sin. You know, I never knew that. Talk in sin. Bow down in sin. Say, don't bow down to God like that. So now we are exploring some ways. Wish I had my patent pen. I write that down. We're exploring some ways now. How can a human being be happy right now? Colonel Harrison, you might want to answer that. Give us some insight.
Yes. In order for human beings to be happy, we must find a way to make ourselves happy. And we can't make others happy unless we make ourselves happy. So to make ourselves happy, a couple things do things that, well, number one, feel good about oneself. Number one, feel good about oneself. Number two, do things that we like to do or enjoy doing. And number three, that will lead us to help others. So we have to find things that make us happy. And so one has to search within. Yeah. Find the things that make oneself happy. You have to begin with that.
Okay. I want to stress that when you say within, the scripture says that man is no good, no, not one. So I heard you say they got to go within. I heard you say they got to find a way. A man's way is crooked and he is fallen. So should we trust man on their own to try to find a way to be happy? I haven't heard that recently, but man is groping in sin and sickness. So I wouldn't want a sin sick man trying to go about finding and creating his own happiness. I wouldn't if I was God. I don't know about the lower God. But to say that a person has to find that, they're already groping in sickness. Are they really even equipped to find anything out about God? The scripture said they must be born about by the Holy Spirit. So I'm thinking the first thing, and you might want to reiterate on this, the first thing that fallen man getting up full of whiskey, alcohol, all kind of addictions, all manner of sickness and sin. I don't think I want that person to get up and testify on anything that has to do with making oneself happy. How are you going to make yourself happy when you're born in sin and your mama this way, your daddy this way, your sisters this way? Dope, drugs, murder, crime, high crime rate areas all around you. I would think, and you might go along with me, Dr. Harrison, is to tell anybody, first thing, and I'm watching some people walking about the street now, they must go to God first and say, God, help me. Would you agree that if they get that, they may open their door up and there's somebody standing out there that they can lean on and start hollering about, what are you here for? Do you agree that Jehovah, the 183:18 says, is the Most High God? Do we have enough faith to believe that that God would send somebody their way? I'm not equipped to go out and find what I need. Bible says I was born in sin, so I know I'm not equipped. But do you think the first thing they should do is bow down and pray? Now, they may not know who they're praying to at that time, but just the act of that, do you think that should be number one? How are they going to find anything half dead? Would you agree, Colonel Harrison, that the first thing a person should do, if they're not happy, they need to go to God and ask why? God, help me. God, make me happy. I can't serve you if I'm not happy. I'm a fraud standing before others if I'm not happy to even know your name. Some don't even know that name. I want to be happy because I can't go out and tell nobody nothing about you. I can't sit in no church and I'm not happy. And here I am alive to hear the word of God. Colonel Harrison, should that be number one?
Yes, and let me tie in what I meant when I said one has a search within. Yes, yes, go to God. Yes, seek God first, absolutely, to for one to become happy. And so when I said look within, I meant look within the inner man, not the outer man, the flesh, but the inner man, which is made up
now,
of spirit,
now,
soul, and flesh.
Now you got inner man there. Good. Then now we understand what it is you are saying. Now the inner man, are you saying that's the soul or the spirit, or how would you define that even in that structure? Is that what you mean?
Yes, according to the scriptures, we're three-dimensional beings. Human beings are three-dimensional beings. We're spirit, soul, and body. Spirit, soul, and body. Yes, so within the inner soul, within the body is the soul. Within the soul is the spirit of man. Spirit of man comes from God, Jehovah. So one has to look within, tap within, connect within the spirit that is within each of us, mankind, woman, man, child, and find God. And then once one identifies with God, find out who he is, then God will commune with God, talk with God, then God will show them how to become happy.
Okay. So the first thing for someone who is not happy to do is to seek God through prayer. And we're talking about the Psalm 80 taken because we already know we can do nothing without God. There's a song and there's a saying about that. For we, Paul said, we are worthless vessels outside of God. So I'm thinking, as you said, yes, the first thing to do, if I'm walking around, I'm saying, you know, I'm not happy, I don't know why, because everything here is on earth for man. God, Jehovah, didn't just throw man here on the earth and turn his back. He made the birds, the flowers, the trees, the carbon dioxide and oxides and all those so that we would have the right oxygen levels. Man hasn't been able to destroy that where people fall down dead from not being able to breathe. He gave us two legs to walk. That is a magnificent God. So if I'm not happy, if I see the world is not happy, then if I'm someone that has been summoned to call by God, I know that's on his scorecard to make other people happy, but you can't do it unless you do. You certainly ain't no need to run into God, the one that we're talking about, if you're not happy, begging all the time, sick all the time, ain't got nothing all the time, need some all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time. That's trying to use God as a cash register rather than stand up on our own two feet and obey God. And there's a lot of scriptures in there that talk about things. So number one is prayer. What should number two be if we're not happy? I would say we've got to watch and monitor our steps. A person normally that's not happy is not doing anything at all to become in a happy state. Now, we're going to speak continually from scripture that you can't do nothing without God. There's a lot of slogans going around in some of the churches. You know, you honestly cannot. You can come up and listen, sit down and listen. But without God, we can do nothing. So number two, we already said number one is prayer. So number two, should we seek to align ourselves up with what God says will make us happy? What do you think about that?
Yes. Yes. Align ourselves with God by watching our steps. Our steps are our ways. Once we commune with God through prayer, establish a relationship with God, we know who he is, then God will give us inspiration through the Holy Spirit within as to how he wants us to conduct and live our lives. The scripture says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. So that doesn't exclude women, it includes women. So we have to be guided by the direction that we get from God, because God is love. And slowly we will evolve into identifying with God, who we are, and we will have a more meaningful life, because now we're in tune with the God, the great spirit of the universe, the creator.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. The apostles, some say, didn't have a meaningful life. They had a worshipful life, because all of them except one, the ones that was following the one son that we're talking about, they walked. And they knew when they took him away, they was going to catch hell. And we don't have to talk too much on that. If you guys want certain topics, you know, you can email, and we will talk on that topic at the drop of a hat. But they did not have and look forward to a meaningful life, in God and Christ, yes. But they knew if he was crucified, they was headed that way. So what kind of, and number one, prayer, and number two, I understand Colonel Harrison to say that we need to be guided by God, you know, if we are going to be happy, because of our own self, born in sin, there is no happiness. I read that from a bishop years ago. There is none. Because all I thought when I joined, you know, I won't say the organization name, but all I thought when I joined here, all my problems were going to be in. When I came over here and joined your church, I thought all my problems going to end. They multiplied. And most people would say, oh, you know what? I've been serving God all these years, and still I'm in the same boat that I'm in. So number three, we need to acknowledge to be happy, as the scripture said, whatever state, he said, whatever state I find myself in, I am going to rejoice. That's Paul, whatever state. So Colonel Harrison, should we say, I thank God for his revelations. Should we say that in order to be happy in God, whatever state that we find ourselves in, should we stay in that state, I'm going to be happy? Because I know that I know that I know if I put God first, uh-oh, that's number four, then I'm going to be happy. So Colonel Harrison, with that said, number four, what should be the number four way of direction if we want to be happy? Because keep in mind, we've already established, don't run to that God hollering, you're hungry and broke and you're this and you're this and you're that. You're living wrong. You're doing something wrong if you're like that, because God said he will take care of his own. So if you ain't got nothing, you're doing something wrong. But number four, what should number four be if a person wants, because we're giving people these steps to be happy. Prayer number one, we already said that. What should number four be?
Number four should be, as you mentioned, Dr. Constantina, Apostle Paul says it in the scriptures, whatever condition, which means state, which means our circumstances, we find ourselves in, learn to be content. Learn to be content, whatever condition you're in, because the condition that we're in is temporary. If it's a bad condition, a hard condition, adverse condition, it's a bad condition. It's only temporary if we have a relationship with God, because God is the creator. We communing with him through prayer. So whatever condition I'm in, if I'm not feeling well today, I'm going to be content, because I know this is just temporary. I'm not feeling well today. So we have to learn to be content, whatever condition we find ourselves in, and stay in tune with God through prayer, and God will deliver us from that state, from that condition, if it's a bad or adverse condition. If it's a condition that is good, then magnify it by sharing your goodness with others, your happiness with others. What God has done for you, he can also do for others. So that's
very true.
That's how I see it. That's how I see it.
That's very true. Colonel Harrison has engulfed and he has expounded on number three. And you guys have heard him. Number four, every time Bishop Mims walked in his church, and I hear him because of our radio show and our content with Colonel Harrison, I get so much of a wealth of, it's like a pouring out of scriptural things and this and that, and watching these and so forth and so on. But he, when he walked in that church, they would say, "Why are you walking down the aisle, Reverend Mims?" He said, "Cause he gonna wait till all of them is cattled in there and seated, standing on the walls." They were standing on the walls. They would have about 100, 200 folding chairs they put even on the wall. But now let me say this. When that man walked in there, he was walking, looking at their faces. Now, they done called and begged all week, sorrow and sickness all week. And he would say, "How can I preach on Sunday? And they got all these problems Monday through the Wednesday. Who am I talking to?" And he identified, which we'll talk about on another radio show, but he would walk slow and he'd look at this, and he'd stop at one of the pews, lean over and look. But what happened is that he said he was looking to see if, and he was talking slow, if they had put God first. He said, "I could look on their faces." He said, "Because I know if they're in here begging me for gas money, they didn't put God first through the week." He didn't play. He didn't care. Every other week, open the door and let the so-and-sos out. Open the door and let the so-and-so out. He come out the pulpit with that microphone on that long cord. "You, come up here." See, people love that kind of theatric. They love the show, TV shows. People love a show. Just whatever and whatever and whatever. I don't know how far anybody would get with the whatever. But he put on a show. And he said, "Put God first." Every time he walked in there, "You ain't put him first. Going out this building until you can put him first." And he would tell the wife, "You keep sitting there." I mean, theatrics. I was just reading something this morning about Jane Mansfield, the beautiful lady actress. "Put God first. Can you say that no matter what we do, no matter if we do number one, if we do number two, if we do number three, if we do number four, we are not going to be happy if we don't put God first? What can you say about that, Colonel Harrison? That's our last one. Number four, put God first. Can anybody, no matter what they do, do anything if they're not putting it first? And my father said, you can look at them and tell if they're putting it first. You ain't got to, he said, I ain't got to stand up here for an hour and tell them nothing. I don't have to stand up. They said, oh, Lulu, Bishop's gone mad. He said, I don't have to stand up here for 10 minutes and tell them nothing because I will at best be wasting my time. He said, put God first. Is that, I know you're a minister, Colonel Harrison, is that what you preach and teach every week? Ain't no need of running up in here if you don't put God first. Ain't no need of giving me your tithes. Keep them. My father used to say, go outside and burn them up. Set them on fire. Set your tithes on fire. If you're not going to put them first, your lifestyle will show me if you're putting them first. What you got on your back, what you're wearing, is going to show me. Bishop named about 10 things. He said, if I see all of that, I know they ain't putting it first. They ain't getting no more gas money here and here up out of me. He said, I'm for real with God. Oh, I'm going to write that down. Colonel Harrison, what is your take on that? I'm for real for God.
Yes, Dr. Capitina, that's it. You hit a home run. I'm reminded of the scripture. I'm reminded of the scripture in the Gospel of Matthew that says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness,
yes,
and all these things shall be added unto you.
Yeah.
So we have to seek God first and God's kingdom, and the things that we desire on earth, as long as they won't destroy us, God, if once we establish a relationship with him, will provide us with them. Seek God first and his righteousness, not me first and my righteousness, because my righteousness is that of a filthy rag. But God's righteousness is holy, it's upright, it's steadfast. Seek God first, and he will add all those things that we desire unto us, provided they won't destroy us. Matthew 6:33 is the scripture.
Right. But now, if we put God first, can we say unequivocally that you will be happy? Now, here, okay, I got something here. The Greek word for happiness, happy, the Hebrew, the English. So now happy, if the 11 knew they were going to be some of them crucified upside down, sawn asunder, if they knew that and were still happy, could put a smile on their face. So, Colonel Harrison, are you speaking about a spiritual happiness? Is that what we're doing? Because the world says that I'm going to have 10 women at one time. I'm going to smoke all the dope I can. Then I'm going to be happy. I'm going to drive all these big cars. Then I'm going to be happy. I'm going to sit in a mansion all day long. And then I'm going to be happy. But we're not talking about that kind of happiness, are we, Colonel Harrison?
No, we're not. We're talking about spiritual happiness. Absolutely. We seek from a human perspective. It comes and goes just like the morning sun, just like from day to night. It's temporary. It's not consistent. It's not constant. But the happiness that God gives us, it's called joy. Joy that the world can't give us and joy that the world can't take away. And it will be a sustained joy that we with not only you, me, but everyone who's tapped into the Creator from now until the day of our transition. Joy from the Lord. Not only will it give us happiness, but it's also the joy of the Lord is our strength, our spiritual strength. So tap into the Lord, and he'll give you
he'll give you happiness. I hate to cut you off. Hey, you guys.
God bless you.
We will see you next Saturday. And now you know how to make yourself happy and to get happiness in order to make God happy. That's all he wants, the happy God. God bless you. Have a great weekend.